This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Top of the hour, a little past. Our next guest is ready at the drop of a hat, and that's and I really appreciate how he's been able to fill in, come in certain situations, been able to talk about current events. He's always ready. You may not always agree with him. He always has an opinion, and he's always at least thought it out. And I love him for it. I love him for his courageousness. He's probably the most vilified man on the internet that I know. I mean, he's radioactive on some of the things he's saying and the conspiracies that he is just so aggressively researching. James Fetzer. James, so glad to welcome you back to the Power Hour.
Oh, Daniel, I'm just delighted. I've been known as the conspiracy guy locally and nationally for quite a few years now, decades, I would say, and I guess I'm living up to the reputation.
Yes, I think you are. Why don't you give, I know you have a new website. You used to have a Blogspot website. What? Tell people your website so they can check you out.
Oh, absolutely, Daniel. It's at jamesfetzer.org. Since 2011, I had a website, jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. But a friend of mine relatively recently, about 6 months ago, suggested I ought to consider having a new website because so many were being taken down. We spent 6 to 8 weeks moving to the new website, and when I came back to announce I was moving to jamesfetzer.org, it was gone, Daniel. Fortunately, we'd saved 770 blogs during the 6 to 8 weeks we've been making the transition.
My word. You're in right in the middle of a lot of controversy where people are attacking you for the things that you're saying. Our YouTube site was canceled in part because of having you on. I know you're involved in a lawsuit right now. There's a lot going on with Parkland. Update us on all those things. I think there's some breaking news also you want to discuss.
Well, there is, Daniel. It's absolutely fascinating. I was just sent the announcement that the Parkland Shooting Commission has recommended teachers should be armed, says cops should have to confront active shooters in the future, and slams the deputies who shied away during the attack that left 17 dead. Well, they don't have all of their premises right, but they do have their conclusion correct. Absolutely, teachers should be armed. What we know about Parkland, and I've done a huge amount of research on this in collaboration. I have a new book just published about it, The Parkland Puzzle, how the pieces fit together with about 15 contributors at moonrockbooks.com. What we discovered, Daniel, was that the students had been allowed to go home at 1 p.m. on the 14th of February because it was Valentine's Day. There were only about three dozen that stayed behind to play the role of student crisis actors. The whole thing was very carefully contrived. One teacher saw a man dressed in full SWAT gear with a weapon she didn't recognize. That was because it was a sim gun to fire simulated ammunition, which is made out of beeswax and laundry detergent. It won't penetrate the skin. It'll create a welt, which is why we had the medical...
All right, let me pause you. James, let me pause you right here because people... Let me give it back. One, we're talking about Parkland, Florida, the shooting where supposedly 17 people were killed, which has been used as an impetus for gun control measures. Your research and your voice on this has been directly, diametrically opposed to the whole machine that has seemingly gone out against this. Talk about your research. When you say a person saw some, talk about how you got those eyewitness accounts. Because people are listening and saying, James is full of bull. And I don't know what he's talking about. Some people are saying that. So go ahead. Give us the sources. How do you know these things?
Well, they looked at the evidence. The one is a teacher, Stacy Lipple, who stepped out of her classroom and saw a man all in SWAT gear. This has been one of the anomalies of the Parkland puzzle. How could this fellow, Nicholas Cruz, have changed into all the SWAT gear, then changed out of the SWAT gear? How would he have got rid of it? We have a whole lot of videos. In fact, it was the same progressive, a wonderful woman who was studying the videos of Parkland for hours and hours and hours to realize that it was the same, several dozen students who were there. If you had had 3,500 students around you, we would have had all kinds of videos, all kinds of photographs. But in fact, we have practically none. The one we have is a 52-second video from LiveLeaks that's absolutely sensational. You can see students doing their best to scream as though they were in apprehension or anxiety, but they're talking about their bottled water, which are ubiquitous at these drills. Another's on her iPod. You got a kid pulling his putts. When you look on the floor, there's a black figure there that might be a body. When you look more closely, it's a training dummy that has no arms and no head. And while there are persons in police uniforms rushing in and out, which might give you the impression, Daniel, that the Parkland police were Johnny on the spot, they can't be Parkland police because Parkland gave up its police in 2004 to save money. These are actors wearing police uniforms.
So this is key what you're talking about. These are the quote-unquote anomalies, for lack of a better word, that make you question some of these things. Okay, you're telling us, I'm going to summarize, you're telling us that the majority of the students were sent home early that day. How do we know that?
Well, we know that because they weren't there and because even David Hogg, they did this. It was a common practice in Florida counties. Even David Hogg forgot that he was supposed to be there because they were going to shoot this fake shooting. He 6 hours after he spoke at the March for Our Lives, which, by the way, was conducted on the 24th of March, allegedly, ostensibly because of the Parkland shooting just 6 weeks earlier. And yet they had like 100 different kinds of T-shirts all made up. They had major acts. They were closing the roadway. Many have observed that's not enough time to organize a bake sale at a church. But they had this huge entourage, all kinds of special acts, all kinds of special, coffee cups, T-shirts, all this that required a great deal of time to manufacture, to design, to copyright, and so forth. And it turns out that for special events in Washington, D.C., where you're going to close a roadway, you have to begin the permit process a minimum of 180 days in advance, which means, and we have confirmed that that was exactly what was taking place. So they were actually initiating the permit process in September and October for an event that would occur on the 24th of March, which when you properly understand how they staged this event, was a Democratic Party voter registration drive that got billions of dollars in free publicity in order to prime the Democrats for the midterm elections. They were so worried they were going to lose massively. In fact, Debbie Wasserman Schultz appears to have been the key director. She has, of course, been heading the Democratic National Party where they sabotaged Bernie Sanders' campaign. She was worried they would lose as many as 11 Democratic seats in Florida. She realized something had to be done. So she reached out to Dina Katz, who produces Dancing with the Stars, which happens to be a show that my wife and I have enjoyed a lot in the past, who's organized many of these marches. And I think with her Hollywood expertise, Dina Katz participated in the fabricated events of the Parkland shooting. The reason why the deputies weren't allowed to enter the school, and that was at the instruction, the order of Sheriff David Scott Israel, was because they weren't stepped in that it was a drill. He was worried they might actually shoot some of the participants. But you cannot violate the laws of physiology, the laws of medicine, Daniel. We had students who are claiming to have been shot with AR-15s. You got a phony doctor who says she was shot in the stomach and in the chest, but she survived. Walking around a few days later, another was shot in the legs with Band-Aids over the wounds. These are not persons who were shot with AR-15. They were shot with a SIM gun, which, as I say, doesn't even break the skin, so that they could have these fabricated accounts, medical miracles. If they'd actually been hit with AR-15s, their leg would have been shattered or they would be dead. They wouldn't be walking around, Daniel.
Let me go back to something you said, and this is initially. Now, I've been on record. I don't know exactly what happened, and it's like a lot of things that you research. You bring up these points, but I'll tell you this. They're not telling us the whole story. Something does not make sense. That's what I'll say, so don't. people get accused. And I think that's what you're saying, James, is, you can tell me all you want about this, that, and the other, but we have a whole list here of inconsistencies that need to be accounted for and that have been proven. One of the biggest, probably the biggest for somebody like me who's not an expert in the research on it, was David Hogg himself. Of course, he's that skinny 17-year-old that became the face of this and what have you. He gave conflicting testimonies or conflicting statements when asked where he was when the shooting occurred. I think that was key. Is that true?
Well, here's the deal about David Hogg, whose father, by the way, turns out to be an FBI expert in crisis management and whom I suspect was a technical advisor on staging the Parkland shooting. He was interviewed by CBS 6 hours after he gave his speech during the March for Our Lives, 6 hours later. And I think he, in the sense of relief that he fulfilled his major obligations, he acknowledged at the time that he had been at home. He had been at home when he realized something was going on at school and got on his bike to ride back to school so he could do these feigned interviews with other students. I mean, it's really quite ridiculous. The deeper you look into it, and let me just say, everyone out there can look at the evidence for themselves because we have linked right on the Power Hour the Parkland puzzle, how the pieces fit together. You can find it on 153news.net. And I have the book, The Parkland Puzzle, How the Pieces Fit Together, you can obtain from moonrockbooks.com. And frankly, Daniel, I don't have time to waste. I only go for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I bring together the best experts. We put this together. We have about 15 contributors, including multiple PhDs for the book on the Parkland shooting. And I stand behind everything we publish there. If there were anything wrong with it, we'd be hearing tremendous protests, but we're not. There is a fascinating development, by the way, to which we can turn subsequently after the break about all my research on Sandy Hook, where I published a book with 13 contributors, including 6 current or retired PhD professors, where we established a school had been closed by 2008 because it was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards, that there were no students there, and that it was a FEMA drill to promote gun control. We even have the FEMA manual for the event, Daniel. So what's been going on here is a whole series of events. That was done under Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Daniel Malloy, then the governor of Connecticut. The Connecticut State Police were involved in running the scam. The Newtown School Board profited handsomely. They got a $50 million grant to build a new school, replacing one that just cost only $7 million, and the fake parents received over $1 billion apiece for donations for sympathetic but gullible Americans.
There's the music. We're going on a break. On the other side, and you started to do this, let's back away. Let's look at the big picture of this. What's going on here? What is the deeper message, and what does it say about America and gun control, period? James Fetzer on the other side, jamesfetzer.org. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, to powerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. I was talking to James Fetzer from JamesFetzer.org. Over and over, wherever he goes, he's asked to defend his position, and he's kind of give you a little summary of some things to think about, things to go research. You can go on his website. If you're asking me, I don't know. What I do know is there's some inconsistencies that Fetzer has brought out that are must be accounted for, and nobody's accounting for them, and it's like we can't even talk about it. You know, it's like, 9/11. It's like when that first happened, it's like, how dare you disrespect the people dead in the night? I just had a question about the molten steel that's running under the bottom that's in these pictures. Can I just ask about that? How dare you ask a question? I mean, that's what James is doing. And these are important questions that need to be asked. James, let's transition a little bit. Stay on topic, though. About your lawsuits. Where are we with your lawsuit?
Well, it's interesting that a fellow by the name of, calls himself Lenny Posner, who claims to be the father of one of the Sandy Hook kids by the name of Noah Posner, who's a most unusual little boy because he not only reportedly died at Sandy Hook on 14 December 2012, but again in Pakistan 2 years later on 16 December 2014, and where Lenny sent Kelly Watt, who's another student of Sandy Hook, where they spent over 100 hours talking, where Kelly said she didn't believe a word he said, didn't believe he had a son, didn't believe he died at Sandy Hook, sent her a death certificate that we have determined to have been a fabrication. Now, obviously, if Lenny had had a son who'd actually died at Sandy Hook, we'd be able to send a real death certificate and not a fake one. We spell this all out in Chapter 11, which Kelly and I co-authored of the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, which when it was banned by Amazon after being up for sale for less than a month, but it already sold nearly 500 copies, Daniel, it was going to be a runaway bestseller. They had to put a halt to it because it blows the whole Sandy Hook case apart, into little pieces. including that we discovered the FEMA manual for the exercise, which showed it was a two-day event. They had a rehearsal on the 13th, which is why you had porta-potties already in place, why you had bottled water and pizza at the firehouse, why you had a sign, everyone must check in. These are not standard for a crime scene. Why you had so many with name tags on lanyards, why you had parents bringing children to the scene. No parent would bring their child to the scene of a child shooting massacre. But this was the rehearsal. This was on the 13th, and some of the participants became confused, and they put up donation websites already the day before the event was officially supposed to have taken place. Indeed, Daniel, even Adam Lanza, the reputed shooter, was reported in the Social Security Death Index of having died on the 13th, making his feat in shooting 20 kids and 6 adults the following day all the more remarkable. So now they've eventually...
It is confusing. I mean, it is. I'm confused. I mean, the whole thing's confusing. Let me pause for a second. Let's go back. My uncle, Kevin, he's here, been listening. He's got a question about your lawsuit. I think it's important.
Sure.
In Florida. Yeah, I got a question about the Florida one. How far into it are you? What have you had any discovery there? And if you did, what was the discovery?
No, discovery is very interesting. The suit was actually filed in Dane County here in Madison, the county in which I reside, on the 27th of November. I was served on the 29th. By Wisconsin law, I have 45 days or until the 11th of January to respond. And then the court has 120 days before it takes any action. So we're at the point of my preparing my answer to the summary to the suit that has been filed against me for defamation, specifically, and that's why I was talking about the death certificate, proclaiming the death certificate as a fabrication when the lawsuit cites a state of Connecticut death certificate that, according to the suit, is materially the same as the death certificate that we address in the book. But if that's the case, then it would have to be itself a fabrication because, I mean, we detail all the problems with the fonts of different sizes, different types, the shading of the death certificate. It's dark, the bottom two-thirds, the top one-third is different. It appears to be a fabrication. It has no file number. It has the wrong estimated time of death at 11 a.m. when the shooting officially took place around 9:35 to 9:40. So, you know, anyone who wants to download and see what this is all about, just put the title Nobody Died at Sandy Hook in your browser. You'll have opportunity to download a copy free to your own desktop. And then check out Chapter 11 where we go through the death certificate in detail.
Very good. There we go. On the other side, we're going to get into some current events with you. We're going to leave Parkland and Sandy Hook behind a little bit and ask James about the case in Delaware, the civil asset forfeiture, microchipping on the way, and anything else we can come up with. On the other side, jamesfetzer.org, thepowerhour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with Democrats and Republicans at the White House to discuss border security and ending the partial government shutdown. Senator-elect Marsha Blackburn was on Fox News talking about the government shutdown.
I have to tell you, when it comes to the government shutdown, what you will hear people say is the president has made an offer, and it is up to the Democrat leadership to come to the table and exercise something on that offer.
Senator-elect Rand Paul from Utah has been taking some flack after he penned an op-ed that criticized President Trump. GOP Chairman Ronna McDaniel has been quick to criticize Romney. Mark Lauder is on the Trump 2020 advisory board. He tells Fox News he agrees wholeheartedly with McDaniel.
She should be calling for party unity and expressing her disappointment, regardless of their relations, in her role as chairwoman.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I've requested interviews from Sherry Rogers, and I understand why. Just a fantastic resource, and her information is unbelievable. One of the best medical minds, especially generally, that we have in the country. We have a collection of all her interviews from the year. It's available now at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. You can get these interviews. You have them on DVD. You can share them, what have you. We have all the copies for you of Dr. Sherry Rogers. And you can check that out. And also many specials on the website. Everything's on sale. Continuing for the new year. Except for the drop ship. And also there's a Real Focus, which is 50% off, and all the good favorites that we have there. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your purchases. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to James, we're going to change gears a little bit, James. A big story that we talked about starting at the show, my uncle and I, Court rules government can keep money seized in drug bust even after suspect was acquitted. I'll give you the basics of the story. A man had a search warrant on his house for drugs and guns, among other things. They found $13,000 under his mattress or wherever, I don't know. And they seized it and said that it was probably related to drug trafficking. He was acquitted of the drug charges, and then he went back to get his money back. And the judge said, well, you have not proven that this money was obtained by non-criminal activity, wherefore we are keeping your money. What is your reaction when you hear a story like this?
Well, I'm reading the story, Daniel, where the court finds it incredible that the money, which was allegedly loaned in 2013, but then 2 years later, the money would be part of a collection of funds stored in a home that had been broken into multiple times instead of a secure location like a bank. In other words, they felt this was a product of illicit activities and that therefore he wasn't entitled because he couldn't prove that he'd earned it, that it was legitimately his. I agree it's one of these borderline cases, but I could appreciate the reasoning on both sides of the particular instance. But you're right to make the point he was acquitted of the drug charge, but they wouldn't return the money because he couldn't prove that it had been legally acquired. That seems, highly anomalous. You'd think that would require due process. I'm presuming he will bring a suit to regain the funds that of which he's been deprived. That would be my presumption. But that is all, imposing a burden on a citizen that one would not presume a citizen ought to have to undertake under the circumstances.
Well, I find it appalling, really. Appalling. I can't, the stronger word, but I'm not going to say it on air. I find it very upsetting that this judge has the gall to say, well, you cannot prove that this is obtained by non-criminal activity, therefore we're going to keep it. You cannot prove that this is legitimate money, so we are going to keep it. I mean, what is that?
I agree, Daniel, particularly when, as the phrase has it, possession is supposed to be 9/10 of the law. If he has money in his possession, there's a presumption it's his money. And I think that you're right to raise a question as to whether these circumstances would justify absconding with his funds. So I think there's a serious issue here. I'd like to see the ACLU or another legal entity enter on his behalf because there is most certainly an issue here that deserves clarification.
You teach at the college or have taught at the college there. What is the atmosphere that you see at college as far as, if you were to tell this story to professors there, would it bother them the same or do they have a more status view or what?
Well, I began a 35-year academic career as a professor of philosophy in 1970. So I actually retired from the Duluth campus of the University of Minnesota in 2006. Therefore, I cannot comment on the current atmosphere, but it does seem to me that political correctness has taken such a firm hold on our campuses that there are lots of bizarre things going on. And, how students or even faculty would respond in this day and age, in this new era, to an issue like this is I would hesitate to guess, Daniel. It's an interesting question.
Before you retired, maybe to speak to that, does the Bill of Rights, did it mean something to you and to your peers, the Bill of Rights?
Well, it certainly did to me. And, I think any students who are taking my classes, particularly in terms of critical thinking, where I bring in cases from, current events, such as issues related to the invasion of Iraq, that there appeared to be no evidence that Saddam Hussein possessed any weapons of mass destruction, about 9/11, that it was physically impossible for the buildings to have collapsed, and therefore it looked far more likely that this had been an inside job than that it had been perpetrated by 19 Islamic terrorists under a guy in a cave in Afghanistan. Particularly when it turns out now we know he was our man in Afghanistan. He was instrumental for getting the Stinger missiles into the hands of the Mujahideen, which they used to shoot down Soviet helicopters and tanks. Moreover, Osama was also an official in the CIA. His name was Colonel Tim Osman. He actually was visited in a hospital in Dubai shortly before his death on 15 December 2001 by an official of the agency, where, incidentally, in relation to a host of these issues, we've just published a new expanded and revised edition of, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either, 2018, that I think would appeal to a whole lot of listeners to the Power Hour. Mike Palachek, who is the series editor who, with me, founded moonrockbooks.com after we found our books were being banned by Amazon so the public could have access to what really happened, bringing together the best experts on these different cases, where we've now published a dozen books. I think they find this new one fascinating, where Mike suggested the title, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either as a response someone might get from hearing the title of our original book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook.
Well, I bet you that was an interesting class. I imagine that students probably really like taking your class.
Oh, they loved it. I had students years later telling me how, you know, this was the most important class they'd taken while they were there. In fact, I would typically begin by saying, if you came here to take only one class, this is the class you ought to take because it will enable you to sort out what's really going on, whether it's in politics or economics, whether you're dealing with a used car salesman, for example, who's going to commit many of the fallacies I'm going to explain. And then I fortified them of how to cope in life, and it made a real difference to my students.
Now, another major story, not just recently, Three Square, it's a company in Wisconsin, which is pretty close to where you are, became the first company of note, at least that's what it's purported to be, the first company to chip their employees. And they had about 80, I mean, this is a small, this is very interesting, this whole story. They have about 85 employees. I think 42 or 45 of them agreed to be chipped. Basically, they can get access, they can buy things at the cafeteria, you know, what have you. There's an article today in Unheard where it says, prepare to be microchipped. Your boss will be hooking you up to the, quote, Internet of Bodies before you know it. What's your feeling about this microchipping going on, and do you have any insight of where this is leading?
Well, it's all very, very troubling. All this sort of thing is done incrementally, just as with all these school shootings, incrementally until they come up to the paycheck being presented to the American public. In New Orleans, for example, as a result of these shootings, they turned a school into a fortress. It has a fortified wall. It has a single entrance. It has body scanners. It has bulletproof glass. It's costing the taxpayers of New Orleans about $100 million. They had to pass a special bond. What we have just had now from the Parkland Commission, of course, is a much cheaper, more cost-effective solution of arming the teachers. Remember, you cannot anticipate what's going to happen, but if the teachers are armed, they can respond to a situation as it develops on the scene. So I'm very, very impressed because, you know, having schools as free fire zones is completely insane, just as disarming law-abiding citizens. It's as Kenya West observed from the Oval Office, legal guns aren't the problem, it's illegal guns. Just as legal migrants aren't the problem, it's illegal migrants. When you talk about this chipping, I have just done two interviews with a woman from who's even degrees from Oxford University who has been massively chipped. Her whole body has been chipped, and it appears to be part of a experiment going on in terms of behavioral modification where from a certain distance they can affect her body in rather traumatic and invisible ways. Her name is Dr. Elizabeth Horton. She's given other interviews than those she's given to me, but in short order, I'm going to put up a blog about this. It's extremely serious stuff, Daniel, and it's the boiling frog. You know, they talk about how you can put a frog in a pan, and by only elevating the temperature 1 degree at a time, the frog has been boiled before it's even aware of what's going on. That's what they're doing to the American people regarding gun control and chipping.
Well, there's the music. One more segment. Let's get into this further about this microchipping and why we should be so concerned. Obviously, the ramifications of this are not good, not good. JamesFetzer.org is his website. We're thePowerHour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'd like to remind everybody, Debbie Tavares has some updates, and we're going to get into some very important information tomorrow with her. Getting back to James. James is one of those people, he's a bulldog, and he gets on something and he just goes after it. And that's, we need people like James. We love people like James. We're very proud to be able to give him opportunity to speak. You agree or don't agree with what he says, we want people to be able to speak their mind. Now, we're talking about microchipping, James, and during a break, I discussed a little bit about this idea. One of the numbers in America, one of the trends, is that people's religious affiliation is going down. Churches are dying. The idea of the Bible being important in people's lives is not the same as it was, you know, 30 years ago, even 10 years ago probably, that one of the central themes of the Bible is this concept of the mark of the beast. You know, I can remember for as long, just about as long as I can remember, that, you know, don't take the mark. They're going to make it so you can't buy or sell anything about the Bible. Well, as this idea of religious affiliation or the Bible's importance has gone out of our society, this idea of acceptance of a chip or control grid type thing has gained steam in America. And now we've seen kind of the beginning, kind of opening in plain view of this. And what's your feeling on the religious, the chip, the whole thing, and your relationship with that doctor experiment? Go ahead.
Well, of course, I'm an agnostic, Daniel, so, you know, I neither believe in the existence of God nor believe in the non-existence of God. I know it's beyond rational proof. That's why it's an article of faith. I respect everyone who has that belief, but I'll tell you this. Talking about the mark of the beast, if you identify the beast with a deep state or the New World Order, I think you're right on. I think chipping is the future, and that Dr. Catherine Horton is a perfect example. She has had her whole body chipped. It appears to have taken place while she was asleep or under some kind of anesthetic. It's so bad. She's very candid about this. This is a brilliant woman of great integrity. She is a particle physicist. She has a PhD in particle physics, for example, and numerous other degrees. She's given a lot of interviews. She has done two with me now. And it's this bad, Daniel, walking down the street, if someone is in a suitable proximity, they can even induce her to have an orgasm as she's walking on the street. I mean, it's that bad.
Whoa.
They have that,
They
have that complete control over her body. They can induce headaches, all kinds. They can give you talking in your head and all that.
Yeah. Hold on. Whoa. So this is the lady that you've interviewed, this doctor. She did. What? She subjected herself as an experiment just to see what is possible or what?
No. Totally involuntary. She's a subject of a social behavior experiment. She's not the only one who's been subjected to this. But let me tell you, I'm so troubled by this, I'm going to create a whole blog about it. She set out to do it, but she was hit with a whole lot of psychotronics that weakened her, made her have to sleep excessive hours. She can't undertake it herself. I'm going to undertake it. I hope to have the blog up by coming Monday, if not sooner. And while you're there, if you go to jamesfetcher.org, the third blog right now is the Penn Magazine for January 2019, which is entitled "Let's Get Ready to Rumble, Jim Fetzer versus the Deep State," all about the lawsuit and related issues. The top 10 stories of 2018, it's all there. You can download a copy to your own desktop. So go to jamesfetzer.org and just scroll down the recent posts there, and you'll find the January 2019 edition of Penn Magazine, "Let's Get Ready to Rumble." But you'll soon have a blog up here about the chipping that has been done to Catherine Horton. She has, I'm very glad to say, done other interviews out there. So if you search on her name, Catherine Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, just as it sounds, you're likely to turn it up. But I'm going to have these two that just blew me away, Daniel. I couldn't believe. So this is what they do it incrementally. First, you get a little chip for your ID and pay bills. You know, this is part of automation. This is part of the New World Order. They want to do away with borders. They want to do with national sovereignty. They even want to do with distinct races. So they're promoting interracial mixing. They've sent vast hordes into Europe. This is actually a scheme, Daniel, to use Muslims to destroy Christianity in Europe. And what we have going on here at our southern border is a Western Hemisphere variation financed by George Soros. We know this isn't a legitimate phenomenon. These people didn't walk on foot 2,888 miles with kids.
All right, let me pause you, James, because we only got 2.5 minutes or so left. you know, America is getting, you know, you tell me if you agree or disagree. America is getting awake to these schemes, to these conspiracies. These aren't theories. We're seeing it. So this conspiracy against our divinity, our the mankind, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, whatever you want to call it. It's obvious conspiracy against our culture. Is America going to be able to wake up to the point to repel this? Are they going to take this? Are we going to be able to resist this in America?
Well, believe it or not, Daniel, I tell you, 100% conviction, the one man who's done more to expose all this chicanery is our present president, Donald Trump, calling out the fake media. This is the Mockingbird media. The CIA began infiltrating the media back in the 1950s. So by 1975 already, William Colby, then its director, was able to testify to Congress that the agency owned everyone of any significance in the media. It was followed by an article in 1977 by Carl Bernstein, the CIA and the media, where high officials of the agency were boasting their greatest successes had been from Time Life, the New York Times, and CBS. In that era, if you controlled Time Life, the New York Times, and CBS, you had a lock on the American media. Between Trump exposing the fake media and the development of the alternative media through the Internet, Daniel, we have the hope of changing the situation for the better. And however much you may disagree with Trump on various matters, he's actually doing everything he can to benefit the American people. He's pulling out of Syria. He's improved relations between North Korea and South Korea. He wants to maintain our borders. That's indispensable to maintain the well-being of the American people. We can't have a society that provides a social welfare network and love innumerable new people come in and take advantage of it, just draining the benefits that ought to go to American people. I say this man is a good man. He's doing the right thing, and don't be blown away by the politics of the Democrats who are giving us one state shooting after another, one phony event, whether it's Sandy Hook or Parkland or Orlando or Dallas or Charlottesville. Believe me, I've been exposing them. If you want to know the truth, check out.
James, quickly. Moonrockbooks.com, JamesSpencer.org. Quickly, are we going to be able to overcome this? Yes or no? Do you feel like we're going to be able to repel this?
I think Trump is our best bet, our greatest ally, our strongest champion for the American people. Believe it or not, that's the way it is.
Well, I definitely think he's changed people's minds. I mean, I think when he pointed his finger at CNN and said, "You're fake news," that was like David and Goliath hitting the stone in the guy's middle of his forehead. I mean, really, it was so big. He may not do anything as big as that. That was huge. James, it's an absolute pleasure. God bless you, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks so much.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.